Today we're going to do topic number 9. Topic number 9 deals with the stored program concept. And what we do is we take a little bit of a look at the architecture of a computer and how it actually executes instructions, how it goes about executing the instructions of your program. And it deals with this stored program concept, the concept designed originally by Van Neumann, the concept of putting the instructions and the data into the computer, into memory, and having the instructions being read out of memory and being interpreted and executed. That basically comes from the Van Neumann concept of the stored program machine. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at the different parts of a machine and how instructions get executed. So on page 1 of the lecture notes, we start by some definitions that will outline for us the different parts of a central processing unit, different parts of a CPU. And the first part we meet is the ALU, the arithmetic logic unit. In every computer, you have to have a part of the computer, a section of the processor that's capable of carrying out arithmetic and logical operations. Arithmetic operations are like additions and subtractions, and logical operations are like taking two values and comparing them and seeing if they're equal to each other, if one is greater, one is less than, doing types of operations like ands and ors. So you have a section of the processor that is capable of the arithmetic and logic operations. It's known as the ALU. There's a part of the machine that's known as the control unit. And the control unit is the overall manager of the hardware. Okay, it manages the hardware system. And it manages the execution of instructions. And basically what the control unit does is step the computer through its machine cycle, which over here is written as fetches, interprets, and executes instructions. And shortly we'll go into these three phases of a machine cycle in more detail. But the control unit is the overall manager of the machine, and it's the one that takes care of the actual execution of each instruction. It's the hardware manager. We've spoken about an operating system being the software manager. But here we're talking about the actual execution of instructions, making sure it gets an instruction and knows what the instruction is, and carrying out the instruction. That's up to the control unit. Within the control unit, there are typically some registers. Registers are objects capable of holding a piece of information, a piece of data. And in particular, it holds data for use by the ALU. Okay, we will meet some registers who are part of the central processing unit, and as data is collected to be executed or to be operated on within the arithmetic logic unit, for example, if you want to add two numbers together. So the data first has to reside someplace. So typically you first put the data into these registers, which are holding them temporarily. You then send the information through to the arithmetic logic unit, what operates on them, like it adds them, it subtracts them, it compares them, and then the results get sent to some output place, maybe another register, maybe back to memory, and we'll see some examples of that. So you have your ALU, you have the control unit, you have the registers, and then there are the buses. What's a bus? Okay. Well, how many different buses do you know? What? Name a bus. What? USB, universal serial bus. Okay, name another bus.
When you're using MIDI, you have lots.
When you're using
MIDI, you have lots of buses. You might have like 128 instruments.
Okay, fine. But name another bus. Man, you're laughing. Well, come and name that bus, right? What? Nobody says a B6 or a B11? Come on. It's a bus. Or a B44 or whatever. All those buses outside, right? That's a bus, too. And then there are the fuses. The fuses, typically, the electrical circuits run on buses. So what's a bus? What's a bus? We have one definition? Yeah.
Like computers?
Well, there's a computer. They're internally in the computer. There are buses. Obviously, here we're talking about buses inside the computer and the hardware, but there are all types of buses. So what is common about all these buses? So all these buses, including the bus on Bedford Avenue, have in common that they...
Switches?
Not switches. It's not a bus. pathways to do what?
Well,
they move things. They move. Everything moves things. All buses are pathways or for their common transportation objects. They move things. They move something from point A to point B. Some type of object gets on a point A and gets transported to point B where it gets off. Okay, the bus on Bedford Avenue transports people. Get on at one stop, you get transported to another, you get off. And it's shared. It's a shared transportation. A bunch of people get on. Now, inside the computer, you also have a bunch of buses which move information, move something from one point to another. You can have buses that move information from memory to the central processor unit. You have a memory bus. Okay. You have buses that move information between the different registers, data buses. You have buses that send control signals throughout the system, control buses, all different types of buses. Transportation devices, shared transportation devices that move some type of object, whether it be an electrical signal or data or an instruction, they move it from one point to another point. And the definition I give you here, it's circuits connecting the CPU, registers, and memory. Again, there are memory buses, data buses, address buses, control signal buses, all different types of buses that move information among different points within your computer. Any questions? Main memory, another part of the CPU. Main memory, internal memory containing instructions and data for use by the CPU. And as I just mentioned to you a little bit earlier, storing instructions in memory is known as the stored program concept. We put the instructions inside the machine and then have the instructions fetched to be executed. It's a concept that was thought of, designed by Van Neumann. Okay, it's known as the Van Neumann stored program concept. Okay. So these are the major parts of our processing unit that's going to play a role in carrying out instructions. Now, before we see the actual cycle, I'm going to talk about a couple of other special purpose registers that you'll see in control unit. There are registers that are just used for data, data registers. They hold data, data that's going to be added together, subtracted, compared. And there are some special purpose registers that hold other types of information. For example, within the control unit, we will meet a register known as the program counter. Original acronym for PC, before personal computers came along, PC stood for program counter. And what a program counter is, it's a register which holds, which contains, the main memory address of the next instruction to be fetched. Our computers work under the Van Neumann stored program concept. The instructions are in memory. When you run a program, the instructions get put into memory. So the control unit has to know where to get the next instruction from. What's the next? Where do I get it from? Where in memory? Where is it? So the address of where that next instruction is in this program counter. So it's really an address counter, an address pointer. It tells you where in memory the next instruction is. What the control unit will do is go to the program counter, read its value, its content, and then go and send signals to fetch that instruction from memory. And having done that, it'll actually change the value of the program counter, usually to the next location in memory, where the next instruction comes from. When an instruction is fetched from memory, remember the program counter tells you where in memory to get it from, but when it is fetched out, it has to be brought into the control unit and put someplace. Where is that place that that instruction is put? There's another special register for that purpose. It's known as the IR, the instruction register. The instruction register is the register where the fetched instruction gets placed. It contains the instruction that's currently going to be executed. And it's within that instruction register, off the instruction register, there's a bunch of electronics which will enable the control unit to interpret, to decode, to figure out what that instruction is. Is it an add? Is it a subtraction? Is it a compare? Is it a move? Whatever that instruction happens to be. So here we've met these two special purpose registers, the program counter, which has the address of the next instruction, and the instruction register, which contains the instruction that's going to be executed. Any questions? We move to page 2. And on page 2, we meet the machine cycle, control unit instruction execution. We talk about the cycle of events that take place in the control unit as each instruction gets executed. And this cycle repeats itself again and again and again. This is how a computer works. And basically it comes down to three phases: fetch, interpret, execute. Fetch, interpret, execute. That's the machine cycle. What do we mean by fetch? First part of the machine cycle is you got to fetch the next instruction. Fetch the next, from where? From the address on main memory contained in the program counter. The program counter tells you where to go in main memory, and the control unit sends out the signals. Go ahead and fetch me, get me that next instruction from this location in memory. The instruction is fetched, and it's placed, the instruction, in the instruction register. The instruction comes out, and it's put into the instruction register. Having fetched the next instruction, we then change the value of the program counter. We increment the program counter to the next location in memory, because typically, unless the program itself tells the execution of the next instruction, tells the machine to change the value of the program counter to something else, to jump to somewhere else, instructions lie consecutively in memory. One instruction is in one location, the next instruction is in the next location, all of them next door to each other, sequentially in memory. Unless the program itself tells you to jump somewhere else, the instructions are one after the other. So what happens is that an instruction is fetched, and then the program counter gets incremented to point to the next address in memory. That's where the next instruction comes from, unless we tell it to jump somewhere else. Any questions? Having fetched the instruction, the first part of the machine cycle is fetch. The second part is interpret or decode. The instruction has been fetched. It has been placed in the instruction register, and it is there that it gets decoded or interpreted. We decode or interpret the instruction to understand what operations and resources are required for its execution. You have to add. What do you add? You add two numbers. Where are those two numbers? Maybe two registers, maybe something in memory, something in a register. You have to figure out what the operands are if you're adding. Similar if you're subtracting. Or maybe what you're doing is storing. So you have to find out what storing what. I'm storing a value in a register and I have to put it into memory. Which register? Where in memory? So at this phase of the operation, this phase of the machine cycle, we're interpreting. We're figuring out what the instruction is. Add, subtract, store, move. And then we're actually figuring out the operands. What is it that I have to add? What is it that I have to store? Having figured it out, having interpreted the instruction, the third phase of the machine cycle is execute. You carry it out. The next, you execute the instruction by obtaining the resources needed, whatever those are. Those might be other locations in memory. It might be you want to go to the USB port and read in a value. It might be you want to go to the printer port and send a value. So you have to get those resources. It has to be available to you. And so you get the resources, and then the signals are sent out that carry out the required operations. Whatever that might be, add, subtract, write to the printer port, read from the USB port, whatever it is that you're doing. Any questions? This repetition of these three phases is what's known as the machine cycle. Fetch, interpret, execute. Fetch, interpret, execute. And that's what a computer does over and over and over. Any questions? On the bottom of page 2, I just have a simple example of how a cycle would take place in adding two numbers, add two numbers stored in memory. So notice what has to take place. First of all, you have to fetch the instruction. Then you have to interpret. All right, it said add two numbers in memory. So what we're really illustrating here is the execute portion. How do you execute the addition of two numbers? So maybe those two numbers are in memory. So it says here, if these two numbers are in memory, you have to first take out, you have to obtain that first number from memory, get the first operand, go into memory and bring it out, and store it someplace in the CPU, because feeding the arithmetic logic unit are typically registers. So you have to get the first number out of memory and put it into a register. And then you have to get the second operand, the second number that you're going to add. You have to add two numbers together. So you have to go back to memory and bring out that number and put it somewhere, another register. Then you have to set up the signal so that the ALU, the arithmetic logic unit, gets those two numbers from the registers and adds them together. And of course, you have to put the result someplace. So you have to store the sum someplace. And what comes out of the ALU should be stored, whether to a register, maybe another place in memory. And so that's how it would get executed. Any questions? Yes? Say it again? Security? Yeah, this is the execute part. This last example really illustrates the execute phase. Okay. The machine cycle itself has three phases: fetch, interpret, execute. Fetch, interpret, execute. And that happens again and again. And what we're illustrating on the bottom of page two is a typical execute phase. How do you add two numbers? You have to get the operands. And notice that could take several cycles within the machine itself as far as bringing out the values from memory. And then you have to add the numbers, then you have to put it someplace. Any questions? All right. That basically is our introduction to this machine cycle, the stored program concept. What we did here on page one was identify, define a number of the different parts of the central processing unit. And you should know what the ALU is, what a control unit is, what a register is, what a bus is, and so on. And you have to know those special purpose registers, the program counter, the instruction register. And on page two, we defined for you the machine cycle. We spoke about the three phases and showed you what each one of them does. Any questions? So that completes our lecture.